also thinking of working with additive architecture as proposed by Jan Lutzon. And its principles are characterized by the synthesis of geometry, modulation, and prefabricated or standardized products. The principles was basically proven through the Sydney Opera that showed that prefabrication of elements and the standardization of building elements, you are capable of optimizing the construction. But it's not only about optimizing construction and the pure addition of elements. In the light of these contemporary things, the economic situation, the need for housing, and the building techniques available after the Second World War. But it was, a search. It was more a quest to search for ways to allow for variation and addition as was the predominant technique of the time to achieve an architecture of growth inspired by nature. Not imitating nature, but looking for ways to deal with the varied repetition as an organic principle. Perceiving the building components as spaces rather than functions as wall, floor, window, roof, etc. It was not about perceiving building components as functions, but more as spaces. So not the way Sullivan did it, that function follows form or form follows function, but more of a way to perceive spaces that connect to each other. And it was also somehow related to a new spatial perception of time. Of this time that looked upon architecture as free, open spatial sequences and dissolving the transition between in and out. The new spatial forms was possible due to the evolution of building techniques of the time. And for the Opera House in Sydney, I think of him as one of the origins of the contemporary interest in the rationalizing geometry, as was sort with Anna Waltz yesterday. However, one of the major differences is that I see in Utzon's work is that he didn't perceive architecture as objects or forms, but rather spaces of addition and growth. So I've chosen Jan Utzon because I believe in architecture as a place for continuous development through time, and also the way that he thought of architecture as the making of it, and not only representing it through drawings, was a big inspiration for me. Furthermore, he was an architect who was inspired by his contemporary architects, let me frank right. Le Corbusier, Alvar Aalto, Mies van der Rohe, but he also went to Japan, Isfahan, the Maya temples in Chile, Mexico and Morocco to explore different cultures and somehow take different influences into this architecture. It's an architecture of growth, I would say. Some of the texts that are available. Actually, he did not write that much himself, but at least I found a couple of articles that are in Danish, I believe, translated the text to or the headline to English. But I'm not sure if I can get hold of them, the two first. And the log books I have. The log books he wrote, or he didn't wrote them, but it was part of the development of the books. So